So what we're going to cover in this meditative exercise, let's call it, is envisioning, connecting to, and feeling the presence of your true self. And after we spent this time together, implement one habit from her for you to walk away from this episode today with some tangible how-to. Deal? Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast, a safe space to help you transform the way that you approach motherhood and life. If you're a mom struggling with self-worth, overwhelmed with overstimulation, looking to slow down, conquer mom guilt, let go of external pressures, or even embark on a spiritual awakening, you are in the right place. Let's break free from that survival mode cycle by waking up from autopilot and authentically embracing our inner self-love, trust, and connection. Imagine if every single part of your life was perceived through a lens of expansion, value, worthiness, self-awareness, and acceptance. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood and was always in my own head, never feeling good enough. I realized if I wanted to make a change, it started within me. And in finding that freedom, I've dedicated my life's work to helping other moms heal from the inside out to come back home to themselves too. So take my hand, mama. Let's set the foundation to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, belief, joy, love, and balance. If you are ready to weed the fluff, get to the root of cultivating real change, and feel connected to yourself on a love-rooted level, let's dive in and discover the power within you. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas, and welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. This is your host and intuitive life mentor, Jenna Smith, and I am beyond shocked that we are celebrating the 1 year anniversary of the show this week. 1 year of growth, 1 year of new beginnings, 1 year of not knowing what the hell I've been doing, but connecting through prayer and just taking that next step that I'm on the right path and letting God lead. Just 1 year of connecting with y'all through the microphone, email, my course, my services. I want to say thank you. Thank you for being here. And we are just getting started here at Naturally Empowered Living and the Balanced Mom Method. I feel just this surge coming, and we're just like at this cusp of amazing growth and expansion. And I am so honored to be here serving, empowering, and walking right alongside you, my mamas. Happy 1 year anniversary. And I have to just be real with you. I actually just got off a recording for I'll be having a guest on the show in actually a couple months. And right before, I always like say a little prayer and, you know, kind of just get in the moment, get connected. And I don't know what happened with my hands. I spilled my water all over my computer. This is minutes before it was 1 minute before I had to hop on this call. And spilled water all over my keyboard, and I panicked. I was like, oh my gosh, like I had such a big day of recording. I have multiple episodes I have to record. I only have an hour, maybe an hour and a half of nap time. This is not good. This is my computer. This is how it's housing everything. And what did I do? I put my computer upside down, grabbed my husband's work computer, and hopped on the call. Oh my gosh. It's currently sitting in rice. I don't even know what to do. A lot will be lost if we lose that computer. And it's crazy because I was like, oh, I have my external hard drive and I use Google Drive for everything. But there's things on there that I haven't moved to Google Drive yet. And there's recordings. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I just can't believe that happened. I couldn't help but laugh. And this is life. This is life. And I just wanted to share that with you because I'm still coming down from that. And I was actually very proud of myself for not getting so upset. I haven't cried yet. But like, it's been such a good day. And I knew that we had all this fun recording to do today. And like, I've been on such a high because there was so much happening in my business space today. And I'm like, OMG, like what the heck? So we'll see. We'll see what transpires. But pray with me, guys, because I've never done the rice thing, so we're trying that. But okay, moving on, I want to kick off this show with a review from KiwiBird777. This is my first podcast review. I had to write one because I finally found a podcast that speaks to my soul. I've been struggling for the last 3 years since having my two beautiful boys. Living on autopilot is so accurate to my life. I've only listened to 3 episodes and picked them at random and already feel like I'm not alone and feel some relief that I am now. I have this that I can listen to and learn from and hopefully can start implementing tools to my life to make positive changes. I have hope now and appreciate this podcast immensely already. Ah, so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that and just for sharing your light. And I'm sending so much love to you, my friend. Thank you for taking the time to share that. And I hope that this show continues to empower you and spread the light and wisdom over your days and your life. And mamas, I just thought of this now, actually, as I'm reading this review. If you feel called to leave a written review for the show, I would be so grateful, because that is the number one way that you could show me that you enjoy this podcast and all the things that we dive deep into. And then after you leave a written review, this is what just came to me, email me at hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com with the subject line podcast review or something of that. And just tell me what your name is, like KiwiBird777. If you tell me Amanda, I'm not going to relate Amanda to KiwiBird777. So let me know like what the name is under for your review. And if you want to like copy and paste the text, that'll be a way that I could decipher also. But then I will send you a 50% off coupon for the Balanced Mom Method online course. Yep, we're doing it. We are doing it. We are having that day. I'm super excited and just full of appreciation that you're here. And I love reading about how you all are on your way to your breakthrough. Let's dive into the show. So I just got back from Vegas a few weeks ago, and while we were there, I was on the massage table. Never got a massage in Vegas. Highly recommend it. I was on the massage table in just complete zen because I just had zero responsibility of anything in that moment but connecting to my body and that massage. And it dawned on me that I want to do a healing type meditation for you on the show. Now, this is actually something that's in the works and will probably launch after the start of the new year. So this is going to be something that you'll see more of, possibly, maybe not in the podcast space, but in just our business space and maybe possible resources for you to be able to work together. But this is going to be a little sample. We're going to roll with it in just our own way right now, because not all of us can get into a meditative state for 5 to 10 minutes while you're listening to this episode. Maybe you're listening while you're driving and this is just your time to listen to the show, or you're not able to. Like, I don't want to be messing up any routines or rhythms that you have. So of course, that's the goal, to take 5 to 10 minutes to get in that stillness, to get into that meditative state. But for the sake of this episode, I want to make it work for you and for you to do what you want and what you can. So you can listen to this maybe once now and then come back to it when you have that solid 5, 10, 15 minutes where you could actually get into stillness, or you can make it into journal prompts and connect that way. Just the goal here is for you to do just that. Connect to yourself and get on the level with your true self. I want you to get a feel for the power of inner connection. So what we're going to cover in this meditative exercise, let's call it, is envisioning, connecting to, and feeling the presence of your true self. And after we spent this time together, implement one habit from her for you to walk away from this episode today with some tangible how-to. Deal? So I want you to get comfortable. If you're able, sit quietly, turn everything off around you. Silence your phone if you can. Just get comfortable and shut your eyes for me. Get quiet and still for a minute. Taking in some deep breaths with me here. We're going to breathe in for a count of 1, 2, 3, 4. And hold for 2, 1. And exhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, in for 1, 2, 3, 4, and hold for 2, 1, and exhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. One more time, in for 4, hold for 2, and exhale for 4. Now, as your eyes are closed and your body relaxed, I want you to just kind of roll your shoulders back. Settle into that space. And I want you to think of your favorite place. It could be a landscape, a restaurant, a home. Go to your favorite place. And then someone's there. You start walking towards her. And as you get closer, you realize she's you in your truest, most authentic state. Picture her standing in front of you. She's released her doubts, fears, anxieties that have just kept her stuck. And she's radiating confidence, joy, presence, peace, love. And as she reaches out a hand for you, you embrace her hands and you both connect your energies and merge them into one. Sit with this for a minute. Imagine holding her. And how do you feel? What qualities does your higher self have? Is she calm? Does she take time for self-care, guilt-free? Does she have a routine in place that doesn't heighten her stress and overwhelm? Does she have solid boundaries? Does she love herself unconditionally? Does she take time to connect to her inner guidance? How does she live her days? What are her habits? What are the things in her day that she does no matter what? Does she move her body? Does she practice mindful rituals, maybe journaling, meditation, or prayer? Does she read or love taking long walks? Does she connect with nature? Does she celebrate herself? In what ways? I want you to sit with her for a couple more minutes and let in any messages that are coming for you. Go ahead and pause me if you need more time. And now I want you to think, where does your true self, your soul, where does she want to go next? Ask her, what is the next step for me right now to take? That one step to get closer to embodying my true self. You can ask any more questions that come to mind here. You could pause me at any time. And allow the first positive response to be your answer. And when you're ready, start tingling your fingers and your toes and open your eyes. Did you feel your energy shifting? During those couple minutes, did you feel tingling maybe in your hands or your feet or the top of your head? That is literally energy flowing through you. And I want you to become so crystal clear about how your true self feels and how she shows up for herself. I want you to be so clear that you can use all your five senses to connect to her. That is the depth that I'd love for you to dive into as you envision you could come back to this meditation at any time. Think of your favorite place. And meet her there. Now, after we finish this episode, or you could pause me now, I want you to pull out a journal and free write everything that came to you. Free write those qualities. Write out those habits that she has, those qualities that she possesses. And also pick that one next step that came to you. Write it down and commit to it. The connection is great. You could meet her anytime you want, but action is necessary. So think of what that step is that you're going to take. And if there are maybe steps within that step, what are they going to be? Map it out. So maybe your step is a new habit that she has, and you're going to start implementing it into your present life. So we can start, transforming your day and start with those baby steps. This can include waking up a half hour earlier to have that daily prayer or meditation time, or scheduling that weekly meeting with your spouse to stay on the same page with communication or expectations, or setting a boundary because your energy is always so easily drained without it. What steps might have to happen to reach that bigger step? Does that make sense? So once you have these steps mapped out, begin by taking that first action step. I am sending you so much love. I hope that that was powerful for you. I know that that was very quick, but within a podcast, we totally went impromptu there. And I know that some of you guys might not be, you weren't in that position to get into meditation in that moment. So just to use your imagination to take that time to connect to yourself, right? And I just hope that you've had some impact in that. Now, don't forget to also email me to earn a 50% discount on the Balanced Mom Method course. How to, again, you leave a written review for the Balanced Mom Method show, and then you could email me at hello@naturallyempoweredliving.com with the name and text of the review, and then wait for my email reply with the 50% off coupon code. Thank you so much. Happy 1 year anniversary. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Did you find this episode relatable and compelling? Please give my review.
Thank you so much for spending this sacred time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am sending you so much love and covering you in light, praying this episode has helped you in some way. And if it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a written review sharing how it's impacted your life. It truly lights me up hearing how you are on your way to your breakthrough. And also, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her that we are never alone and to help give her that empowerment to take that first step. And be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our motherhood empowerment community, and if and when it feels good to you, learn how we could work together to help you reclaim your power, mama. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.